Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, I'm going to share a conversation with Conrad Weaver. He is the producer of a documentary that is in production now called The Great American Wheat Harvest. It's a fascinating project. We highly support it at Zimcom and look at, to become a sponsor ourselves, actually. So listen in, and hopefully you will be interested and want to take part in some way in supporting it as well.
First of all, Conrad, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm a video producer. I have a small video production company in Frederick, Maryland, and I produce videos for companies, tell their stories, and I also produce documentaries and getting into the world of agriculture. And I grew up on a dairy farm when I was a kid, and always had a heart for agriculture, always had an interest in ag, and so that's, you know, now I get to produce some video content that's related to agriculture, so I'm really excited about that.
We want to talk about this project, The Great American Wheat Harvest, I believe.
Yes, The Great American Wheat Harvest is a documentary film that tells the story, really the overall story of how bread gets from the field to the table. I think it's important for people to understand how agriculture works. There's been a lot of misinformation out there. In other documentaries, perhaps some media reports that aren't exactly accurate, there might be elements of truth in some of those stories, but they're not all exactly accurate. And so my goal is to tell a story from the agriculture perspective of how bread gets from the field to the table, and specifically talking about the harvest. The harvest is kind of the culmination of the farmer's hard work. He's planted the seed. He's tried to make sure there's water on the ground. He's not always successful doing that, but now there's a harvest, and so the wheat harvesters bring in custom harvesters who travel. They have trucks full of equipment, and they start in Texas. And as the wheat ripens in Texas, then they work their way northward all the way up into Canada. And we're going to tell that story in a documentary film.
So I know you've got a couple of families that will be featured in it. Tell us a bit about that element of the project.
You know, a lot of the harvest crews that I'm working with do have family operations, and most of them, their family operations goes back decades, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. And some of these guys, it's all they've ever done. They grew up on the floor of a combine when their dad was running the combine. You know, they were sleeping on the floor. And so they grew up in that environment. And these family units that I'm working with, they're wonderful people. I call them salt of the earth. They'll take you in. They'll do anything for you. And we got to visit with a number of them a couple of years ago and just had a fantastic time getting to know them, getting to understand what they're all about, and their passion for what they do. In harvesting wheat is very, their passion is very real and is exciting to see. And to be able to tell that story is exciting for me.
Well, tell us about the sort of the production schedule. What are your plans for releasing this when you complete it?
Sure. We started production a couple weeks ago at John Deere Harvester Works. John Deere came on as a legacy sponsor for the project. And we were telling the story there about a harvester who's picking up his new combine and gets a tour of the factory. He can watch his combine being built. And so we filmed that. And over the next 3 or 4 months, we're going to be going out to the harvester's home base as they're getting ready for harvest. They're getting their combines ready. They're getting their trucks ready. And so we're going to be filming that over up until May. Well, in May, harvest begins in Texas. We'll be going down to Texas. And throughout the course of the harvest, from May to September, we'll be off and on out in the Midwest and the Western states shooting video. And then post-production, we'll be editing in the fall. And our goal is to debut this film on National Ag Day 2014. And we're hoping to debut it in Washington, D.C. on National Ag Day. So we're excited about that.
Now, you mentioned John Deere as a legacy sponsor. If I understand it right, there are some opportunities perhaps for companies who might want to come on board still as a sponsor.
Absolutely. We have sponsorship opportunities that range from $500 to $100,000. It's a pretty big project. We want to do it right, and so that takes dollars. We estimated that once we start into full production, it costs us about $5,000 a day for production. So we have this brand new sponsorship package that people can sponsor a day of production for $5,000 or maybe a half a day. And as what we'll do for those companies, we'll broadcast their information. We'll feature them on the website, and they'll obviously be featured in the credits and on the film. And so there are lots of opportunities for companies of all sizes to get involved with this project.
Okay. Where so you mentioned website. Why don't we point people there?
Sure. You can visit www.greatamericanwheatharvest.com, and you can see all our information there. We're also on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, you can just do a search for Wheat Harvest Movie. We're there. We're also on Twitter at @wheat_harvest, and you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow our progress But connect with us there, and we'll be happy to connect back.
Well, I know that today you unveiled the new trailer. We'll definitely include that along with this interview when I post it, and kind of hope to follow along in some way. And I will maybe talk with some you and more after this about how we might help do that. So thank you very much, Conrad Weaver. We've been visiting here at the Ag Connect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
Well, that is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.